The Frame Center Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Frame Center Podcast, where we're discussing all things framing related, all things art related, and all things local on the South Shore. So what's happening, Scott? We got a the Frame Center Podcast. I think this is going to be the
official. Yeah. All right.
We've been doing some interviews. We've been getting some practice in. We're still soliciting some members of the Frame Center staff to join us and to anchor this this crew for the Frame Center Podcast.
Slowly but surely, we'll whittle them down to the point where they just want to come and do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we don't get one that's in here regularly, maybe we'll get some folks to sit in.
We already had Mary. Mary was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna get Claude.
Yep, Claude is on. I think we'll have a cut of the interview from Claude and Nolan that will be playing a little bit later from Hanover Days, which we were going to discuss in detail, in length, go over some of our favorites, and discuss the artwork, discuss the frames.
Yeah, discuss a little more than we were able to talk to a certain people. It was a busy night, which means successful, in my book. The amount of people we were able to get back here, unfortunately, was small because everybody kept getting stopped and having to meet with people they haven't seen for so long.
Yeah.
Because it's been one of their first shows back into the local market again for these shows. Which again, I think is nice that we were some of their first place back, that they came to us first as the place to be. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of local art shows, a lot of really high end things that are starting back up again, and that's awesome. I think this one's a nice community event. You get all different levels of talent.
Very inclusive, where anybody can be in this one, which is great. So beginners, people that are professionals, it's a nice mix.
Yeah, until Hanover Days picks up so much that and we don't have enough space for it, but we have plenty of space here, so I think we'll be able to accommodate Hanover Days artwork for years to come.
We'll be fine.
But I thought it was a great turnout. I think it's a great tie-in for us to incorporate with Hanover Days to have an art show. I mean, where else are they going to host it? The library?
I know, yeah.
Screw the library. The Frame Center is way cooler. No.
Books are cool. Books are cool. It's just...
I got nothing against the library, Scott. I read on occasion. But I think that the Frame Center... to me is a better fit because I think we're very active in the community. I think that having that focus on the art aspect of Hanover Days is a great tie-in for us. So
yeah,
I've already discussed with Karen about the going forward. Hanover Days is and the local art show that we do with the schools.
Oh yep,
is always been great too. So
fantastic, always something to look forward to every year.
Yeah, and I think that's a nice tie-in for us, and look forward to doing more. But I thought this year's was very successful. I thought that the parking was a little tough.
the traffic jam we had out there, which I'll plug a little bit of the audio from that, where we had people backed up on the road just trying to find a space to come in and view everything. We got more people pulling in here.
Ripping in. I think we are here.
We got a traffic jam out there. Pointing to all things being successful, I think a traffic jam is usually a good sign that people wanted to come.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, I think for next year we'll make
some signs, designated parking to the left or...
Yeah, I think maybe we'll, discuss with our neighbors about maybe putting some of our cars up there
I'm sure Hanover PD has been helpful with us. They were here that night. I'm sure they have some suggestions on what we can do for that around here to make sure everyone's safe, because, again... got to be able to make it to the show in order to see it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was great. We had the Living Crew was here. That was awesome.
That was a big success. Everyone loved that setup that we had.
Yeah, they brought the famous pink chairs out, so that was cool. Kind of a good way for us to announce or, you know, kind of make known to some of our customers and some people through social media that, you know, we've kind of partnered up with them. We're going to do some advertising with them. I think that's a great magazine. It, you know, really hits our demographic, and it's just artistically really well put together. So
I agree. Yeah, very colorful. A lot of people. We had the chairs here for a couple of days afterwards. Unfortunately, they needed them for somebody else that had already been promised the display when they dropped it off. So they were only here for a short time. But while they were here, you know, I had people looking at them, asking if they could sit in them. They wanted to take pictures with it. These two little girls that came in were all wearing pink, so we had pictures with them sitting in it. It was fantastic. Everybody loved it. And then they left a few of the magazines around, too, so I had a lot of people interested in flipping through those and going through them while they were, you know, waiting with other, you know, people they come with to do an order. You know,
they left a stack. I think I think their hope was that we'd hand some of them.
I think
them
they're all gone now.
Yeah. We'll reload. They were popular. Have them drop by some more. But, yeah, no, I think it's a great publication. You know, I think we had a lot of fun, too. Getting those ads put together. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that we're going to continue to work on, print ads and, you know, try to find things that are really well done with Claude, and Elizabeth and everybody else here, you know, to try to put together some, you know,
good collaborative effort.
Yeah. I mean, kind of show, you know, I think it's an important statement, for our customers and potential customers to see that, you know, we have, you know,
yeah.
And doing it in-house, I think, is also important because it kind of shows that, you know, this is our, you know, we're not paying some, you know, advertising firms.
We
design something that we, you know.
Well, it's just how creative we are.
Yeah.
We have all the people that we need to do that kind of work, which I think is a benefit for us, you know. I mean, like I said, helps having a person that we know running the periodical and having the places to put the ads. But having content from someone local being able to design it, do the layout, do the photo shoot, and have it all set and ready to go, and then have it displayed in something like that, I think is great, all just from in-house. Like you said, it's all everybody here. It's not anything, like you said, an advertising, somebody else's idea, somebody else's thought. It's all our stuff that we're putting into it, which is, I think control is great on that aspect.
I think it is, too, and it's fun, you know, plenty of social media, you know, posts to come out of that sort of stuff too. So I think it's you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that, you know, people see, you know, the talent of Claude for shooting that stuff. And he was fun to talk to at Hanover Days. And, you know, you can tell how passionate he is.
Oh, he was excited when he was running around.
About his Dromo project.
Oh, the Dromo project. Yeah. No, that was fantastic.
So, you know, he definitely, you know, is enthusiastic about that. And Nolan was, you know, was actually really interesting to talk to, too. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, working with him, doing some stuff, you know, in the future. There was a couple of artists that, you know, that I didn't, a couple of artists who I didn't recognize their names, but, you know.
Sure. We had a lot of new entries this year, and that came from a lot of things just like Nolan. He only really started doing photography during the pandemic. That's when he started playing around with everything. And I think that was also a great thing to show that we had someone like Claude, who went to school for it, has fashion design background, has, you know, photography layout, all that kind of stuff already set up. And his style versus Nolan's style, which is much more outdoors. He does the drone shots, the aerial things. So it was, again, two different types where it's a studio shot and one is a, you know, a living example of what's going on around the outside. They're all live shots. They're not anything that was staged or anything along those lines. And the fact that both of those guys were able to come and talk about it in depth of what they both get out of it, I think it was great. And again, seeing someone who went to school for it and had, you know, put his dues in to get there, and then another person who just discovered he had a talent that he really enjoys now and is doing and getting more. I went through his website after he left. He left us his card and went through everything, and some of his shots are fantastic. I've seen tons of Claude shots because he's here all the time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, getting to work with him, it's awesome to see his stuff, and it still surprises me with, like, the color, that pink background on his piece is just, like, so eye-catching. And then you got the exact opposite with Nolan's, which his is complete, almost darkness, which is a small highlight of light in the center of it. It's a nice polar opposites to see to see some different shots. You
yeah,
know?
Funny story behind his yeah. His stuff too. People like hearing that when they hear the interview.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, but yeah, and there was some. Do you have any other favorites that were out there?
I mean, I there's always ones that catch my attention. Like when I've seen so many of these pieces come through, and we've worked with so many of these yep. customers. Like I've worked with Rosemary O'Day, who did does like layered tissue yep. and other materials, and does usually. One way, and then we'll discuss something completely different when she comes in, and we'll try it out just to see how it looks mm-hmm. and end up finding a whole new way that she liked to do stuff. Like the one that she put in the show for this time was completely different from any of the other styles she's worked with before. She's done.
Did she do the small pieces that were for the gallery? That was that her too?
The ones? No. The ones the little yeah. cards. No, but I would love to get her in here too on that one. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but. But those are fantastic small little watercolors that she did. Yeah. No, Rosemary does the layered tissue, and she does like little flower gardens and different things like that with stampings and inks and things yeah. along those lines. Layers with some depth to it. And normally we go just simpler frames, basic, but lately we've been trying out a whole bunch of new things with, you know, brilliant golds or colors and, mm-hmm. and just trying different sizes that she's not normally comfortable with just to expand her, mm-hmm. you know, her style of her art. And she entered this one in. And got second, I believe it was second place for her tissue. It was second or third, but she did place for her mixed media
yep.
piece, and everyone seems to really love it. And I think it's just a really nice, bright, and colorful piece on the wall. And then you get something like Joe McCourt's, yep. which is, you know, oh, yeah. the close-up strawberries.
Vibrant.
yeah, and but that red frame that's on there, it's yep. like, it's again, having the right frame for the right picture.
Yep.
That super dark black saturated background with the close-up of the strawberries and the sugar just rolling
yep.
rolling over it. And then having that same strawberry red frame on it really kind of makes it bold and pronounced
yep.
design. And I really like something like that. It just catches my eye and something I'm not normally seeing with... You know, typically a black frame, a white mat,
yep.
and a color photograph. Nothing wrong with it, but it's different, and it's I like that like heavier, bolder, deeper look myself. Yep. You know,
yeah. There's all sorts of different mediums, you know, throughout the show too. Mm-hmm. Yours is another. You know,
yep, that was something piece. New I played around with. I had never done one like that one before, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I thought the you know the gold frame on yours was kind of an interesting.
I was originally thinking white, but then I thought it might be too blendy. You might not yep. give it enough of an outline, a definition from it on the wall if somebody else has some, you know, lighter, whiter colored walls. The colors that I used in the piece are, you know, some light greens. They're very coastal colors.
Yep. And yeah, no, it has like a very oceany, yeah.
It's supposed to have like kind of like a wavy, organic yep. kind of feel because it's all done with air. There's no brush strokes in it. So it's all moved by air. There's no, it's just liquid paint, air, canvas, and just blending the colors in the right ways to get the look you want. But If like I said, if I'd gone too light with it, if I hadn't put a deep enough border on it, it would just blend into a lot of local wall colorings and things like yep. I did it very in mind with somebody who would have a coastal look around yep. here. Typically, I tend to go the other way. I tend to go bold, bright, deep and, yep. and with the ones I can because it's outside my normal comfort zone for when I used to do my watercolors.
Yep.
So I try to go the opposite way. And this way, I just... wanted to play around with something that I knew would appeal to a lot of people in the area.
I think
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at
but
all.
But the gold, I thought, was a nice bold touch to put around it just to kind of make it stand out a little bit brighter.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it. It has that very, you know, it has a watery, you know, like, you know, what do you call it? That, like foam of
like, yeah, like crashing wave. Exactly.
That type of effect.
And that's exactly what I thought of once it was all done and it was dried. I'm like, okay, that's what this one's being called at the water's edge.
yep.
So...
Some other frame center artists also, you know, featured waves. Yeah. I think that Elizabeth did some waves. I was mm-hmm. very happy about the turnout. And was Dina's piece of?
She had the smaller watercolor. Yeah, it has just a couple of tones in it with the black frame.
It's just an abstract.
Very just simple, nice washes of color and tone, mm-hmm. Floated with the matting surrounding it, and then that. High gloss black with the natural wood finish on the outside.
Yep.
So again, very simple, very clean, but it's got something that catches your eye and attracts you to it.
Yep.
I like it.
Well, I think the frame center was well represented. You know, We had Mary, who, you know, was the reigning Hanover, Hanover's greatest artist.
The upset.
Who was, I don't know. I don't want to say that, you know, I called it, but I think I called it. I said, you know, I thought Sonny was a threat. I thought he might take over the Hanover Greatest Artist Award, and he nailed it with a very interesting piece.
Just think, if you now come to here to get a summer job, you never would have been known about it. Never would have entered this piece in. Maybe, you know?
Yeah. But, I well done. I thought his piece was very well done. Mm-hmm. Another floater frame, kind of like yours.
Yep.
Seeing who else was represented. Jade with her ghost. I'm a big fan of Jade's work.
Yeah, her art's really cool.
I think her piece was very nice. I thought Mary's piece was a very big hit.
It was very lifelike and realistic looking.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, questioning is, oh, is that a photograph? Or, yeah, you know, one of those.
When you get that kind of detail on a piece like that, if you take it with it, you know, if you look at it from any of our pictures that we featured on any of our socials on it from having that up, you can't tell if it's a photograph if you're not, like, right up close seeing the texture of the paints and everything, which I think is always a great way of showing how good and talented that artist is.
Yep.
You know, if you have to stop and go, wait a second. Yep. No, that is it's a painting. You know, it's always a good nod, you know,
yep.
That you're doing the right thing.
Yep. So she had a piece. I thought Dawn's piece was also very,
Dawn's very,
very
I,
nice.
I like
very
hers.
Creative. On the page.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I think that one got overlooked, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a smaller piece, but I mean, I still think if you go up and you take the time to look at it and read through what it is and see what the imagery is on it, it's a great piece. Having it floated like the way it is with the roughened edges and everything.
Yep.
I always love that look. It just gives it so much more of an original design versus, you know, you can't mistake it for a print. It's not something you can go to art.com and get for $10 offline. It's definitely something somebody made, and I always like that kind of style of piece myself more than
She framed it really well too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So we were the Frame Center was well represented. Claude's piece. Yep. In his 7 7 pieces from the Frame Center staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say I'm proud to say that I think that they are all very kind of some of the better pieces, yeah.
Well, I mean, framing-wise.
Maybe I shouldn't say better pieces, but yeah.
Well put-together pieces.
Yeah.
Because, again, we have to deal with it on a daily basis. We know what we want to bring a piece out. Now, not saying that, you know, each person who has one entered didn't have asked the opinions of others that worked with them. I know several times I'll get 3 or 4 pieces on a table for one of my pieces, and I'm like, I cannot make a decision. I go and get, you know, Tanya or Dina or somebody, Dawn, have them come out and, like, what's your first impression? Which one goes, you know, do you think completes the piece? And sometimes it's one I'm not even thinking. They'll go and grab something else off the wall. Again, everyone's got a different look on how something should be. And then sometimes you get pigeonholed into a certain idea of how something should look. And the other thing is some of these new people that came in and put pieces up, they've never done this before. Yep. So they did something simple. They went, you know, simple blacks or basic frames. Yep. And again, it looks more finished and done when the frame is on it and gives it that final look. But maybe there was something else that could enhance it. And that's what we're here for. You know, we're here to, like, oh, well, did you discuss this option? Did you look at this?
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that's the main thing I think that's good, you know, about being here.
Christine DiLorenzo's piece, one of the sold pieces.
Yep.
I thought that one was actually, it's framed very simply, but if you step back or step closer, I guess, and take a look, it's, you know, it's like a very subtle, it's like that dark brown, you know, that kind of reads almost like a black, but it really pulls
in the
colors.
In the wrong lighting, it would look too super dark, but in the right setup, it looks, it's color matching, it's perfect.
Yeah, but, you know, but someone that comes in and they're like, oh, I just want a simple black, and it's like, oh, you just change to that deep brown.
Yep.
And it's, you get a, you know, not quite as stark, but it's like, a, you know, such a perfect frame for that one.
Yeah, just a little bit of a change to tilt it more towards the artwork itself.
All right. So, I got a favorite. I thought Kelly Russo's piece was, you know, that's more like my style, not a, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think that that one was great. You know, very some abstract shots. You know, she let us actually take it out. We took it out with your piece for for a photo shoot. Get some stuff in home.
So yeah, some staging to get it. You know, more stuff for those periodicals later on.
You never know. That's where we're building the inventory. But yeah, her piece was my favorite. Another one in a floater frame, natural floater frame. But that one. You know, that one spoke to me. I don't know. You have a favorite in there? Yours was also up there, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No. Well, that's the thing. There's so many up there, and there's different styles that I like. You know, like I said, Joe's really catches me just because of that bold red frame on there. Mm-hmm. Now, is it anything I could have in my home? Probably not, but it catches my eye when I'm looking at it on the wall featured with everything else. I always like Kay's pieces, you know, Kay Coppers.
Yep.
You know, the fine detail she can get with, you know, what she does.
Which piece does she have?
She has the little, what do we call it? It was Eastern Whippoorwill is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's a little owlet on a twig out there. It's got that nice soft green kind of like watercolors background. But the frame she used on that one, again, pulls from the color of the bird. It's that industrial brown with the silver running through it. And it definitely reflects coloration that's in the piece. To me, I have an appreciation for someone who can do that fine detail because I can't.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to do hyper realistic, you know, images, I'm not good at that kind of stuff. And I know it. I can do some basic drawings and things along those lines, but that's why I tend to lean more towards my washes in my watercolors or my abstract pours, because I can still get the same satisfaction out of the color that I can't get out of the fine detail. But I always will have an appreciation for fine detail. Mm-hmm. In a piece like that. So Kay's is one of my favorites up there.
Yeah. I also, you know, I think I have a, you know, I don't want to brag, but, you know, I mean, I was doing out some sketches last night. Elizabeth was amazed. She was like, what? We were working on the website.
So. I know. Where was your piece? We didn't get you anything for you for the show.
I'm in retirement still. I'm, you know, maybe next year, Hanover Days, I'll come out of retirement, but, you know.
Don't call it a comeback.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. If I go into retirement for a few years and come back, come back that much better. You know?
There you go.
But yeah, who knows? Maybe next year I'll try to get back into
it. It's inspired from this season.
I am inspired. I'm inspired seeing everybody put some pieces in. And, and I feel a little left out that I don't have a piece up here. But you know, there's always next year. And, I don't want to rush it and just.
No.
Put in a piece that I'm not, happy with or, you know, want to put my name on. But, let me. What else did we want to touch on there? Oh, Sean. Yeah, so the.
Sean's piece. Yeah,
Sean was the judge. Yeah. Somewhat of a local photography celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had it on a previous interview that I'm going to have to get edited and put that one out for everyone to listen to, because he talked about a great many things that day on everything from some basic tips, I think, that would make people's lives a little bit easier if they go to...
Yeah, I think that Sean would be a great addition, and having him sit in on a regular basis would be great.
I'd like to have him a couple times, because, again, there's still things I'd like to talk to him about that I don't know that would help me even just in the basic stuff. You know?
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff about him in that interview, and I think that people will be interested to hear that, maybe learn a little bit about photography, learn a little bit about explanations on... certain terms and the protocols or the right things to do when uploading photographs. I think he has a lot that he brings to the table as far as education, and he's kind of got an interesting story too. And he's a great photographer. He has two pieces out there as the judge to show off.
Yeah, his other one at the stairwell.
Stairwell is great.
Yeah, that one. I didn't recognize that as his. Like, I recognized the black and white by the barn door, but then I was going around and reviewing everybody's things, and I hadn't seen that one come in when all the stuff was being dropped off for the show, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, the black and white's great. I wonder if that's probably situate light, you think?
Possibly. I didn't really take
it. You haven't.
I was more admiring it overall than trying to identify the actual lighthouse itself.
Yeah, no, it's a great piece, and I like the other one better of his, that close up of the face. No, that car. Trying to throw it past me. Come on. But the close up of the woman's face coming out of the woods. It kind of,
there's a lot of depth in that one.
Yeah, it's great. Great colors, mm-hmm. and he can work in both color and black and white.
Well, I think you get a nice soft quality with his black and white, and then you get that bold and in depth, color close up, which I think is great that you can do both.
Yeah.
So that again, that makes me more apt to trust him on anything that I'd have to bring him in the future, and he's going to help me shoot some of my pieces so that I have a digital archive of
my stuff
once they go.
Yeah, because the goal is to sell them, right?
Just having them hang in the hallway at home, it's nice to, it would be nice to be able to, out the amount of excess at home.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of partnerships, too, I think we have a great partnership with Sean. Mm-hmm. And, I think having him on, having him jump in with us and, discussing things, he's a wealth of knowledge. And I think that, people will get people are going to like that interview. I think that, learn a little bit about him, his background.
Yeah.
And, we'll probably interlace some of his photographs because we have that other photograph of his downstairs, the front of the car, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
which is,
and that's a great story about that one. Everyone's like, everyone who comes in always asks me, it's like, oh, is that shot in the studio? Was that shot with, did you black cloth the tires? And I'm like, no, look at the headlights. And they're like, why? What's with the headlights? I'm like, you can see it's an outdoor shot. He was able to manipulate that photo enough to make it look like it is just hovering in midair, like sitting in a black studio. It is fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, which is why it's here.
Yeah.
It's a little pit stop, see if it sells before it goes back to my house.
Like I said, it's a great piece, and it's definitely an attention getter.
Yep.
Which I think is always, regardless of the size of the piece, just the composition of it is unique.
Well, we have a great interview to play. Claude and Nolan, two of the prize-winning photographers.
Yeah, both, like I said, have a great story about why they do it and where they've come from on it, which I think is interesting. Like I said, not just seeing a picture on the wall is great, but once you hear about how they did it, why they did it, where they did it, it always, I think, adds a little more to a piece, so that there's a story behind it. Because then if you ever have one of these pieces at your house and somebody asks you a question and go, oh, it's a picture I liked.
Yeah.
No, you can actually discuss with them what it is. And I always find that buying local or shopping local through local artists, I always find has a little bit more meaning to it behind it than just, like I said, finding an image. Nothing wrong with finding an image you like online and art style you like. But if you can know the artist, get to know them, see them, have met them, I think it means a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Tim Burke, I've known him for, years. He started coming in to see me when I worked at another store for buying his paint supplies. And it's been, I lost track of him for a few years after I left there and then came over here. And then all of a sudden he started showing up here and getting his pieces. And just the change he went through from that to now, the depth of his detail and his size. He's got things locked to a certain size, so he always paints in a certain size or a certain color. Yeah,
Tim's a great, great guy.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. His work is definitely, the journey. It's interesting to watch people's progressions, and he's done it. He's kind of a Renaissance man, too. Like, he's got, painter. He's written a couple books. I don't know. Does he sing?
I don't know.
He got a chance to sit down with us briefly before he had to go get his award. But I think his, we might have a clip or, clip
yeah,
from
I got
that.
A minute or so of audio. I can but, play that just to.
But, I think we look forward to sitting down with him down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he'd love to come in and brag about his Hanover days.
Victory?
Yeah, victory, yeah. I know he was very excited and, exciting to, exciting to see other people's excitement about this sort of thing. So
he's mentioned before, he goes, I've taken many prizes in my mind, he goes, but this is the first one I actually have paper to prove it.
Documentation.
And the crowd to prove it was there. Witnesses.
Awesome. I think we want to kick it over to the interviewer.
Yeah, we can take it from there. Here we go, our interview with Don Claude, Nolan Eastman, and a quick word from Tim Burke.
All right, awesome. So we got Claude and Nolan have decided to, pop in on us, say hello. We got a couple award winners. Hello.
This is Claude. Don Claude in the house.
Nice.
Nolan Eastman here. What's up?
Nice. Well, glad you guys could stop in for us. Yeah, say hello. You guys want to tell us a little bit about your pieces? Maybe tell us about what prize you won?
Well, I like to let Nolan go first because he's definitely won first place, and I want to give him the spotlight first.
All right, so I had the Surfer. It was a drone photo of a surfer that I shot at Peggotty Beach in Scituate, and it was actually a fun story about that photo is nobody ever saw that guy in the water. No one. We still to this day don't know who it was. It was about a year and a half ago, so we called him the Ghost that day. And it's been pretty unique to everyone since I took that. So that's the story behind it.
Nice.
The rumor is he's still surfing out there somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully he survived.
Hopefully.
Now, I'm going to share a little about my piece. My piece is called Wanye, and it's very vibrant. The reason why both Wanye and I are very energetic people, and we're very extra sometimes. So it's very pink, vibrant out there. And I love it.
Nice. Yeah. Both very nice pieces.
But I just definitely want to say thank you, Frame Center. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Hanover, as a whole community for supporting local artists. And I'll be honest, I'm not even from Hanover, but thank you for supporting Worcester artists, Mass Art artists, college-based artists. I really appreciate putting and accepting my piece into Hanover there.
Hey, you work around here, man. That counts.
Yeah, that's
cool. That makes you local.
You know, well, yeah, but like sometimes, you think you won't get accepted, or because like you're part of the workspace, it can, can be biased, but then like.
Well, that's just how accepting we are around
Yeah,
here.
I know. And that's what I wanted to share because, I take a look at my email and then I'm like, oh, shoot, second place. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I never win anything. So, I really want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to, have your work here. I'm glad, I think I think this is a nice community art show. Mm-hmm. I think it'll brings a lot of the community together. And, you're certainly a part of that community, Claude.
Yeah.
How about you, Nolan? You do a lot, like mainly drone photography, or I know
I do a little bit of everything. I do a lot of portrait, a lot of landscape. I do a lot of brand work, but my main thing is car photography. I do quite a bit of that. I do a lot of drone work as well. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like the drone work. I haven't had too many entries like that before. Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Maybe once we get this this building power wash, we can talk about getting a drone. Drone shots around here. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be
some
awesome.
Overhead landscaping. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Talking about drones. Over the net.
I definitely need help because I'm soon going to get a drone, so I might
definitely
need some tips.
I'm the man you can talk to. Yeah.
Perfect.
He talks about the landscaping. When he talks, he wants overhead shots of him shooting pucks out.
Yeah. I think so. We can line that up.
Yeah.
Awesome. But
so you do a lot of drone stuff.
I do.
Tell me a little bit about that because I know one guy who does like some stuff with drones, but he doesn't. I've asked him to come out and he never actually followed through.
So I just have a DJI Mavic Air 2. It's just like basic beginner drone. It's 48 megapixels, so it's like really good photo quality. I usually fly. I do a lot of coastal work, and then I've done, like, just basic stuff. I mean, I got into flying, like, a year and a half ago. I do everything in the air.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I actually just started doing car photography with the drone and that.
That's
actually,
kind of interesting. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Shot of all the cars lined
because you don't see many car photographers do that with the drone.
Right,
so.
Usually head-on shot.
Yeah.
Side profile.
Always the basic angles. I like switching it up.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram for cars is at Northern Auto with an underscore at the end. And that's where I post all my car work, so.
Oh, good to take a look at that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What would a commission video of a building like the Frame Center?
Oh boy, I don't know. I'd hook you guys up at the Frame Center. Free.
All right. We'd work on a nice trade, a couple frames for that video.
Oh, that sounds like a deal to me.
Yeah, I like it. I think we definitely need that.
That'd be a cool idea. Yeah, we just cleared all that trees away now, so you got plenty of space to see.
Definitely.
All back in.
Awesome. I know your story, Claude, but is there anything you want to tell to the tell a little bit more?
I just want to say, like, keep supporting, understanding, and appreciating and learning and trying to really understand the Black experience. And that doesn't mean by, like, supporting Black Lives Matter, but really just taking your time to read or like, share, promote people of color who are artists, and like really trying to understand not only my own family story but stories of others. And that's how Don Claude came to be. Mm-hmm. And the publication of Dromo, and Dromo really stems from my home dialect. As a Ghanaian native, there's different languages that spoken, however the most common one is Tri. But the Ghan language is one of the other languages that is dying out, and since my community blends in or assimilates really well with other communities, our native language gets lost, and that's how I'm trying to reclaim it back by bringing it into the publication with a mix of editorial, fashion, and storytelling in a fine art way. Shout out to Mass Art for helping me brush out and really narrow down my storytelling and narrative.
Yeah. That's a great way to talk about it. I think have a visual representation of, like you said, your culture and language is, that's a great way to catch people's attention. That painting, or that photo you took out there, it definitely grabs your attention.
Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, besides, like, when I start talking, I get, like, all, like, serious. Besides that, I'm very vibrant. I'm very, I call myself, like, a big child.
I can see that.
But, you know, I just love having fun and, you know, smiling, always having a good time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with having a passion for your art, man. Nothing wrong at all.
No, that's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to do here. Have fun.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and sell some frames.
Yes. Always got to do business.
Or, yes, you know, yes.
Shoot some hockey pucks. You know, lots of fun stuff. Awesome. Well, awesome. Thanks for stopping by, you know, saying hi, getting on this podcast.
Of course. We'll definitely be back for sure.
And we'll definitely connect as far as getting a drone video of the frame center. I think that
absolutely.
We'll go into a little detail on that when we do the shots.
Yeah,
a little,
definitely.
Get another, you know, little get together and talk about it in depth, because I have some more questions about it definitely myself. So
cool. Far away, you know.
That'd be great.
And we just need a power washing to this building. And then I think we'll be ready for that type of
thing. Well, I'm going to go back to work, so I'm out. Don Claude is out. Take care. Enjoy the podcast.
Thank you guys
for having me.
Nolan, thanks very much, man.
Thank you. All right, so we got another award winner.
Yeah.
Was it first for painting, is that?
Yes, in my mind, I've won a lot of other awards, but this is the first publicly recognized one.
Well, we're excited to have Tim Burke.
Yeah.
And we're, you know.
Me and Tim go way back.
We do.
Yeah, we started at AC Moore. He came over and used to buy all his supplies when he first started painting with me.
Yeah. Scott was my motivator.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look back now at some of the paintings I brought in there that he was so laudatory of, and I say, oh, my God. I can't believe he actually.
But look at the progression you made from where you started to where you are. I could see it coming from what you did, so. No, well, it's great to keep that relationship going after all this time.
It has.
Did you get to see Scott's work, too?
I did not. Is it out there?
Actually, you can see, you can kind of catch the corner
from here. Yeah, it's that.
But he's on the wall near yours.
Not as detailed as yours. Mine's a little more abstract, but, it's just.
My wife has given me the call here.
The awards. Well,
yeah,
we'll get you back.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I much appreciate it.
No problem, Tim. Right. Thanks.
Okay, we're back.
Well, both of those guys are great. I think they're both super talented guys. I love having Claude here. Working with him, he's amazing. And he's a super talented photographer as well. And, you know. I think his work speaks to that. Nolan is a great guy. That was the first time I'd met him.
Yeah, I hadn't met him before that.
And I look forward to doing some stuff with him in the future. Once we get this building power washed, I think a drone video is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can talk to him about getting a drone video inside.
It'd be cool to do a pass through the whole building. I think that would be kind of like just from the downstairs through the upstairs and just kind of do a circle around. It'd be an interesting shot nonetheless, and then out the window down to the parking lot, maybe out to the back.
I think it'll be fun. I think a lot of fun. And
So I think that was great. And if we don't, you know, if Nolan doesn't do the drone video, maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll come across some other drone photographers. Who knows? Yeah,
I'm sure there'd be somebody to stand behind the net and take a picture of you while you're taking the shots instead of having to worry about
drone videos of people shooting hockey pucks is, you know, I think
the next big thing.
Yeah, big thing to come. Yeah, I mean, speaking of big things to come, new blog was up too.
Oh, yeah.
Frame Center blog. You know, we'll start shamelessly promote the Frame Center right here, since it is the Frame Center podcast. The Frame Center blog, we're going to try to put that out maybe, you know, once a month for now. A lot of subjects, a lot of things in the works. You know, there's a blog up about appointments. I mean, that's great. You know, a little history of the Frame Center blog. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the timely 4th of July flag flame. Yeah. The timely 4th of July blog about framing flags and, you know, that sort of thing.
And the different variations of the kind that you can have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the blog will be, you know, hopefully inspiring for some people or, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Quick reads.
There's nothing wrong with a quick read. Sometimes those are the best ones. And sometimes, you know, having to not read through 20 pages of dissertation is it's nice. Just having something shortened to the point of what you wanted to focus on, I think, is a great way to just bring everything across.
Yeah, blogs available on the website. I think there'll be more to come.
And what's the website?
Framecenter.com.
There we go. We got to plug it.
Framecenter.com. Under, I think it's under resources. But, you know. Who knows?
The blog is a resource, and as long as some of our other videos and other how-tos are on there as well, which are also very helpful.
Well, you know, maybe we'll touch more about the blog. Maybe we'll have another blog out by the time episode two comes out.
Yeah.
But maybe episode two is going to be the interview with Sean, right?
That would be nice. I mean, again, he's easy to get a hold of because he's just down the street, which makes it really nice.
I think it's an interesting video with interesting audio with Sean. So hopefully that's... that'll be coming up.
If this is out soon enough, maybe we can get some people to ask some questions of what they'd like him to talk about.
Yeah.
And that would be nice, you know, just have a little viewer feedback on what they'd like to hear from a professional photographer on what they should do to make their pieces the best possible.
And, you know, people can give all sorts of feedback about the Frame Center podcast. Mm-hmm. They can tell us what they want to hear, you know. I mean, I'm sure people want to hear our opinions on things as well, you know. Sorry. Well, hey, listen, this has been fun talking with you, Scott. I mm-hmm. always enjoy sitting down, having conversations with you, talking art, and who knows what we're going to be talking about next.
I don't know. We'll see who we can line up.
Yep. All right. See ya!